stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned.
It's Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul gives the high calling and command to be humble and count others more significant than yourselves. And then after that, he puts a spotlight on Jesus, and he says that Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's verses 5 through 11. Now, the main point here is he's saying that Jesus, who existed eternally as God, chose to humble himself and become also a man in order to serve us by his obedient death on the cross. Verse 6 has caused a lot of controversy in verse 6 and following. Verse 6 says, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Now, what this is saying is that Christ did not imagine that having equality with God, which is something he already possessed, should lead him to hold on to his privileges at all costs. Even on the night that Jesus was arrested, the people seized him and Peter drew a sword, cut off a guy's ear, which reminds me of a Johnny Cash song. But then Jesus said something very interesting. He said, put away your sword, Peter. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But see, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. All right, and then the end of the beginning of verse 7 says, but he made himself nothing. Now, this has brought about much confusion among Christians, because you can read that and ask, well, does this mean that Jesus stopped being God as he made himself nothing? No, absolutely not. The Greek word simply means poured out. And some translations say that Jesus emptied himself. Here's what Paul's saying. All of who Jesus was, including all of his deity, was poured out when he took on also full humanity. And the second part of this verse, verse 7, really explains how the pouring out was done. Says that he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. So look at that. Jesus poured out by taking on. What is this? All right, pouring out by taking. You could say it another way, emptying by adding, or subtraction by addition. What does that mean? Well, let me illustrate with a picture that one of my theology professors, Bruce Ware, used in his classes and in a book he wrote in really teaching this truth, and I think it's very helpful. Let's just say that I go to test drive a brand new Z71 truck. All right, I bring it back covered with mud. The guy looks at me like, really, you just took this brilliant, beautiful, pristine truck and you put mud all over it through a little test drive. And just imagine if I said, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I've not taken anything away from the truck. I've only added to it. Well, he would look at me like I was crazy. See, every quality of the truck is still there, but something had been added to it. It was mud. And what did the mud do? The mud covered over that beautiful shine so that even though it was still there, you just couldn't see it. The mud worked to hide the glory and brilliance of the truck, even though those qualities were still there. Now those qualities were just hidden by the mud. So it was with Jesus. When he became man, nothing of his deity was lost. Instead, it was poured out. But how was it poured out? By him taking on the form of a servant. As he became fully man, certain aspects of his deity would have to remain hidden. To be a man, he would have to accept the limitations of being at one place at one time, of learning new things as he grew from infancy to manhood, of experiencing hunger, thirst, tiredness, weakness, as all human beings do. But does that mean that Jesus gave up some of the qualities of his deity, like his omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence? No, absolutely not. He gave up the rightful use of some of those qualities, but he did not give up those divine abilities themselves. He emptied by adding. And why? All for the purpose of humbling himself to become our servant, a full human being who would obey his Father to the point of death, even death on the cross, so that he would save a bunch of wretched sinners who have sought to defame his majestic name. What a Savior. Let us be stunned at the person of Jesus. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Be stunned by Jesus, and thereby magnify his name in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. He took my sin and my sorrow.